Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Once Sandstorm starts playing, you know things are moving. Nobody gets it moving like our guy Ben Standig. Ben covers Commanders for The Athletic. What up, Benny? How you doing?
Nobody gets it moving like me, JP. You set me up with the hype. I appreciate that.
All right. Everybody can follow Ben at Ben Standig, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. All right. This morning, you made me aware of something that I don't know that I needed to be made aware of. There's a list floating around on the internet that of the top 10 NFL quarterbacks, and Jaden Daniels is not on the list. In my mind, there are four quarterbacks that have separated themselves as the best in the game. In no particular order, it'd be Lamar, Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen. There's a delineation there, and then Jaden's in the next category. And that's, you know, the next five or six guys, and that's top 10. Do you view that similarly?
Yeah, I mean, to me, you can debate the order, but Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar would be top four based on talent, based on what they have accomplished. You can have your own favorites there or ask questions, but I think those guys to me have separated from the group. And sure, there's always debate what happens after that. Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford's, such a classic pocket passer. Justin Herbert, what have you. But, for me, and look, admittedly, I've got some local bias here because Jaden's the guy that I see all the time and I think about all the time. Not in a professional writer way. So to me, he would be five. If I was living somewhere else, I might say, hey, he looks great. Let me see it for another year before I put him that high so I could get it if somebody was like, well, I can't put him over a couple guys. But to me, I would put him five right now.
It's okay, Ben. I think a lot of people think about him all the time, too, so it's not no problem. I think a lot of us that cover the team, that are fans of the team, don't believe that there's going to be a sophomore slump for Jaden Daniels. What's the reason for that? What do you think is the biggest reason or a couple of reasons why we won't see that sophomore slump for Jaden Daniels?
Well, I know that JP will find this hard to believe, but I'm generally kind of like a glass half empty, skeptical kind of a guy.
Not you. And not you.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this case, that's more like, okay, look, again, he had a great year, but I need to see more. If we're really going to start having these conversations about best of the best or guys who are, just all that, I need to see more. I would be stunned if he has a sophomore slump, in part because not only do I not know what is like the thing he needs to fix the most because everything was so good last year, but then you factor in his attitude and his work ethic. One thing, was said over and over again over the last few weeks from whether Cliff Kingsbury or Dan Quinn or others, it's like, Jaden did not really stop his is training or anything for more than, you know, a little bit of time here or there. He's up early. He's getting in his work. He's just all football. And, you know, his teammates love him. You know, the leadership aspect, you know, as a young guy is pretty impressive. So, and then, of course, the actual talent, you know. And he was doing it last year in his first year. The offense was just like a random collection of pieces to an, you know, a certain degree because everything was new. And he did that. Now he has another year under his belt. He's got a better offensive line. He's, you know, another year with Cliff Kingsbury. I just don't see this thing going sideways. You know, if you say he plateaus, okay, well, he had arguably the greatest rookie season ever, you know. So it's not like that would be bad either. So I don't know what it is to point to say this is my concern. My only, I mean, you know, injury, sure, but that's the case kind of with every quarterback and all that. So I think that's like, there's, I don't know what you could poke at. Normally, there's always something, even the best ones. But I really don't know what I would, you know, question here.
Talking with our friend Ben Standig here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Benny, the Jaden, to me, it's just engagement farming. It's just trying to get a conversation started. And I think it's relatively silly, especially when you look at some of the names that are on that list. One thing I've been kind of struck by with the fan base this offseason is it seems like there's a real – a lot of people seem like in a hurry to dismiss Brian Robinson, and I think that notion is off. Where are you at with this running back room?
Yeah, I mean – you know, I remember, you know, a few weeks back, people were asking me if there's a, you know, if there's a Jahan Dotson surprise, right? Because it's not like anybody saw Jahan Dotson getting traded when we started OTAs or things like that. You know, who would that be? And the guy I kind of kept going to was Robinson. You know, look, he was very, very effective in short yardage situations. You know, he has been a viable starter. But, you know, we all saw the run game falter down the stretch, not saying it's all on him. The offensive line needed upgrades, and they got those. But I think it was some on him. He, you know, he doesn't have that sort of that second-level explosion. He's really not a factor in the passing game. It always looks like he should be more involved, but he never seems to be. And, you know, in this offense, I think having a guy out there who is more of a three-down threat, even if it's somebody who's maybe – like a little bit lesser of a talent, but can, if he's out there, the defense isn't thinking, okay, this is a run game, or if it's not, we don't have to worry about him, I think would be beneficial. They need more explosive plays out of the backfield. I think that's the subtle positive about adding Deebo Samuel, you know, the guy who will be back there a little bit. That's why I think Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt is interesting, even though he's a seventh round pick and the odds of a seventh rounder impacting is, you know, positively is pretty small. But to me, it's worth exploring. Now, I think Robinson checked all the boxes he needed to this offseason. Came in seemingly, you know, good shape, had a good attitude. You know, everybody seems to be positive. But I don't know. I do wonder if there's a world where they would prefer a different style of back. They didn't do too much to do that. And Austin Ekeler and McNichols, you know, the less is more with them. I mean, you know, effective, but especially Ekeler, but he's not a guy you want touching the ball 15 or more times. So Robinson, I think, is the guy until further notice, but I do wonder if there's a world where a different type of running back would be preferable to him as the lead.
Sticking with the run game, but on the other side, how much do you think the offseason acquisitions, a lot of guys on that defensive line, maybe no big-name guys aside from Kinlaw, but they made some additions over there to help with some of that run defense. How much do you think they'll actually have an impact, and how much better will the run defense be this year?
You know, if I let what the team is saying sway me, I can feel pretty positive right about it. I mean, we heard so much about that. It got so much longer and bigger, and absolutely true. I mean, Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise and Eddie Goldman combined with Deron Payne, like, you know, these guys can, you know, block out the sun. They are huge men, and you know, obviously having size is a good factor if you're trying to stop the run game. They believe that with Jordan McGee healthy, that they can use more 4-3 looks when other teams are going with two or three tight ends than they did a year ago. Washington played the most nickel packages last year in the league, and that's, you know, in the modern NFL, that's not a bad way to go, but it also means you're going to be lighter when teams are going to run the ball, and that's probably a factor in why Washington struggled so much. And so all of these things, you know, combined, they can think, hey, we're going to be a better group. That said, you know, I'm going to have to see it to completely believe it, and realistically, we're not going to see it until the season starts because of the nature of, you know, tackling and you know, there's limited versions of that in training camp and the, you know, with preseason, you know, we know how that goes. It's just not much out there. So we may not see the real impact until the season starts. They've got to be better than 30th. I think that should be pretty simple to do. But, you know, can they get to a point where it's effective enough to not be any kind of a real liability, and they can help, you know, get the offense off the field earlier? Like, I think we all also are wondering about the pass rush, right? But there's a big difference if you're facing 3rd and 6 or 7 versus 3rd and 3, right, in terms of the pass rush. So I think all of that goes hand in hand, and I get the reason they're optimistic, but, you know, I'm probably going to need to see it to really believe that it's a massive difference.
Talking with our friend Ben Standig here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow him at Ben Standig or check out the Last Man Standig podcast. I agree with you. It is undeniable seeing these guys in person now for OTAs and minicamp, just how much bigger they've gotten, and that was obviously a priority. Because it's a beautiful summer day and I'm at a golf course, let me just paint a picture for you. You hinted on it. Like, both publicly on the record and off the record, they are extremely optimistic about what they've done with the D-line, like, as a staff. And, I mean, hell, June's the time for optimism, right? But what if Lattimore is fully healthy and can be the player he was some years ago in New Orleans? And let's say, yo, Kinlaw last year with the Jets, the numbers are pretty good. Played 17 games, had 4.5 sacks. That Jets team stunk. It's not like he was in a lot of advantageous positions, right? Like, when the team's trailing and stuff for interior D linemen. Let's say Washington gets 30 games combined out of Kinlaw and Lattimore, and both those guys, maybe they're not the A-pluses that DQ and AP believe them to be, but let's say they are B-pluses. This defense could be pretty good.
Yeah, look, you know, we focus so much on, you know, do you have a Pro Bowl kind of guy? You know, go get Trey Hendrickson. Obviously, you know, Trey Hendrickson led the league in sacks, so it's not just a random Pro Bowler. But, you know, it's the belief that having, you know, these one or two guys can make all the difference. And in some cases, we know that can be true. But often in defense in particular, it is everybody doing their job, being effective, and, you know, having the right guys that you're tasking with certain responsibilities. You know, again, last year, as we know, putting together that roster was a lot of a hodgepodge effort. Just needed to bring in, upgrade the talent, bring in bodies, whatever. I'm sure they never anticipated Dante Fowler having 10 sacks, nor do they anticipate having to use him as much as they did, right? And I think that became a liability in the run game, and it's partly why he's not around anymore. So, you know, look, they brought in a lot of guys. I mean, their defensive tackle depth on paper is pretty good. I mean, Johnny Newton did not have an offseason last year to get ready for the season because of his foot issues. Now he has, and there are obviously high hopes for him. Daron Payne has been fine the last couple of years, but he has not been nearly as good as he was in the Pro Bowl level. And what did we hear this offseason? That he is looking, you know, fantastic out there. And then you combine Kinlaw and Wise, meaning if nothing else, you just have bigger bodies. John Allen, obviously a really, really good player, but Kinlaw is a bigger guy. Wise, a bigger guy.
Kinlaw and Wise are massive, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even for the, I mean, you know, we're used to being around these guys. I think we're saying even for these guys, for the football players, they're pretty big. So, look, I agree that if all works out, it could be a big deal. I've been saying even before OTAs that, to me, on defense, Payne and Lattimore are the two biggest variables, that if those guys can swing up towards the level that we've seen them play in their careers, then that's where we can stop with, hey, they didn't add much in on this defense. No, they will have added two guys who are sort of potentially at a Pro Bowl level. They just hadn't been playing there before. So, if all goes well, yeah, absolutely, I think this defense could be a lot better. But, you know, ifs and buts and all that. So that's the question. I'm going to just need to see it before I buy it, but I understand what their optimism is and what their plan was. By the way, I'm a process over a result kind of a guy, in that if you tell me if I see what their plan is, even if it doesn't work, because life is mysterious, I'll give you some credit. And I give them credit for this. They recognized the issue. They got bigger. Again, I think Jordan McGee is going to help as well. And little Lattimore, I understood why they made that trade. It just didn't work out too great last year. So I give them credit for the process. Now we'll see if the plan actually comes together.
Well, and you mentioned Lattimore there. It seemed like when you guys talked to him out there in Ashburn that he feels a lot of it was injury-related, and then forcing his way back out on the field to kind of prove to this team that he was worth what was given up for him. Do you believe that? Do you believe he comes back this year healthy, and hopefully he can stay healthy, but do you believe if he's healthy week one that you're going to see the Marshawn Lattimore that's been that lockdown corner, or is, you know, you think that there is still a bit of an issue of what he came over here and kind of gave you wasn't just all injury-related?
Yeah, he has not been to a Pro Bowl since 2021, and since then injuries have really just messed him up. He's just missed a bunch of games because of different injuries. He missed 6 of the 8 regular season games here last year, and then he goes straight into the playoffs after being hurt, and in 2 of the 3 games, gave up a ton of yards to Mike Evans and A.J. Brown, et cetera. There were also games where, like, Detroit didn't throw at him at all. The Saints in his first game didn't throw at him at all. There is a healthy respect for what he is as a cornerback. So I think that there's reasonable expectations that he's giving Washington just a viable, solid option at a minimum. The Pro Bowl level, I don't know. I need to see it again. He's still young enough. It's not like he's an older guy, but it's been long enough that I can't just sit here and tell you or tell anybody that guy still is here. But again, I keep pointing this out. Remember where this team was a year ago. The top outside cornerbacks were Benjamin St. Juste, Emmanuel Forbes, and Mike Davis. None of those guys are on the team anymore. Two of them, Forbes was cut in season. Davis was benched basically by week 2. This is a massive upgrade between, even if Lattimore is just solid, along with Trey Amos, et cetera. So I think that room should be a lot better. And I'm just going to try to ignore the fact that Lattimore has been a Pro Bowler, and just, can he be a guy who is a viable presence on the outside? It doesn't matter. The trade happened. We can't, mm-hmm. There's no walking it back. It's a sunk cost, whatever. So as long as he's out there, that to me is going to be the biggest question. Healthy in June is not healthy in October automatically. Let's see what happens there. So far, at least, so good.
Ben Standing here with us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Benny, last one for me. Is it fair to call you a mock draft expert? I know you have done very well in the mock drafts. Is that accurate?
I mean, my agent would probably say so. I don't have an agent. Yes, sure. Why not?
Okay. Who are the Wizards going to take at number 6?
Oh, man. I used to be an NBA draft thinker. It's less so now. From what I can tell, Trey Johnson, the Texas kid, is who I would kind of want, but it feels like he'll be gone. So if they stay at 6, I kind of think Fears, the point guard from Oklahoma, or Malawat, the center from Duke. Not saying those will be my top guys, but just like the Edgecombe and Johnson will be gone. Ace Bailey, I don't think he's a Wizard, even if he's on the board, so I'm skipping him. So I'll say those other two guys, but not maybe Derrick Queen at 18, but not at 6. But I don't think Derrick Queen's getting 18.
I was reading DA's piece. I'm in on Malawach. I'm all the way in on that. So I thought you should know that.
Yeah, I had DA on my podcast yesterday, and that was the same thing. I asked him, what does he actually think? And that was the guy he brought up. And big men who are projects scare me. The Wizards have a lot of runway. They're not looking to do much for the next couple of years. they can work with him, teach him, and if they think the upside's there, I think it's a worthy risk.
All right, man. Oh, hey, what's the latest on the Bethesda crime wave on the smash and grabs? Nobody keeps me more up to date on Montgomery County crime than Ben Standing. He sends me tweets all the time from what's going on. Are you?
Well, yeah,
I think you should put on a cape at night and try to stop the crime, Ben.
Well, when I see JP in the wild, it's typically in this new mall and or new, you know, area where it says Starbucks and stuff. And I'm actually literally going there right now after this. So I will. I don't know about a cape. Let me see. Let me see if I got a superhero costume. See what I can do here for you. But yeah, it's concerning. Come on, what are we doing here, people? Get some cameras out there.
If Ben Standing becomes a vigilante, which superhero are you?
Ben Man? I don't know.
Nap Man. Catman. Is there a Catman? You should be Catman.
My cat is looking at me right now going, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Ben Standing as Catman. Stop smash and grab crime in Bethesda. Thank you, Benny.
See you guys.
See you, buddy. Stop smashing people's car windows. What are you taking out of there? Nobody's stealing radios anymore. We're coming right back. Smoking Al Koken will join the program.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Been a busy day on the show. Missed any of our segments. Got to talk to Craig Lachlan earlier. Got to talk to Joe Beninati earlier. Check them out wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. All the segments are on wherever you are, we are. That's what we want you to think of. I am, anyway, live at Norbeck Country Club for the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Tournament. Joining us now is Smokin' Al Koken. Everybody knows Smokin' Al, Monumental Sports Network, all of the Caps coverage. Smoke's a true legend. And Locker's name is on this tournament, but I know how much work you do to get this thing off and running, and you deserve a hearty pat on the back.
Well, much appreciated, and I can't thank you enough for you and the entire 106.7 The Fan crew to come on out here. You've done it now the last couple of years. It means a lot to us. I know it means a lot to Craig and Linda. And on a personal note here, if I hadn't been here right now, I never would have known that Ben Standig is a major crime reporter as well. the things I found out listening to you, JP, never in a million years would I have known that. As in a Montgomery County resident myself, I appreciate the fact that he's out there fighting crime on a nightly basis.
Looking at
you're standing in my way, son. He's got to have a line, right? He's got to have a catchphrase, right?
Yes, he does.
You're standing in the wrong place.
I like it.
Looking back at this Capitals season, how special is it when you're going to look back on this in a couple of years just to remember it? Even though it didn't end the way that they wanted, just going on that ride of how special it was and also how good the team was along this.
Well, that was it.
Fun.
I mean, we all knew that the chance of Ovi breaking the record was there, although we all, I think, kind of felt once he broke his leg in Utah, got to wait till next year. But, of course, you never underestimate the Great Eight. But it really had to be kind of a duality. I think it would have been a kind of a listen, the accomplishment still would have been great. Don't get me wrong. But I think in terms of the team itself, to be a part of it while going through a terrific season just put everything in perspective and brought everybody together. Everybody had talked at the end of the year how close they were, the locker room, the plane. I can tell you one of my most interesting memories from this, Toby, is being on the charter flight coming home from Long Island on the day he broke the record. Now, they lost the game, but obviously everybody knew that their place in the Eastern Conference was set and everything. So it was all about Ovi. Everybody on that plane was wearing hats and T-shirts. It was like traveling with a Little League team coming back from Dairy Queen, right? Now, the difference was instead of blizzards, they had adult beverages in their hands.
Sure.
But just to see the joy and the complete exhilaration that everybody on that team had for being able to be a part of it, I think just kind of just really galvanized to me anyway what it meant to everybody to have a great season and also be a part of a truly historic effort.
I was in New York when he broke the record, and I haven't been in a room. Yeah, right. It was no clinching
right,
or anything.
Right.
Yeah. I've been wanting to ask somebody this question. I think you're the right guy. The TJ Oshie retirement ceremony down in Georgetown was really, really cool. And everybody then, when the ceremony concluded, got on that boat and rode off into the sunset. One, did you get on the boat? Two, what was that scene like?
I did not get on the boat. I had to take off. But I think it was more about a kind of a celebratory cruise. And I understand there was a dinner afterwards. I mean, they did it the right way.
It was done.
And
correct.
I've got to say, too, and again, I know, even though I'm, with Monumental, what they pulled off down there to do a live program from that spot and have everybody and all the different moving parts from it, I was extremely impressed on how that went off.
Dude,
but the Oshie family, they made sure that this was done the right way, and I was just thrilled to be a part of it.
So I was there for NBC, so I wasn't there for Monumental, but obviously I work with both, and I know all the players involved. Like, not just you guys on camera, but all the people behind the scenes, they were scrambling. Oh. I don't think that was an easy remote production.
Right before the thing started, we lost power. Now, I'll give a lot of credit to our technical crew led by Greg Abernathy, who certainly got everything up. And but you're sitting there and you're talking, and all of a sudden, just the way we are, and I can hear myself very clearly. Then I turn around and say something to Alan May, and I can't hear myself. I'm thinking, that's not a good sign, right? And literally, I'm looking at my watch. It's about 3 minutes before we're on air, and Abernathy running around, runs into Nick and Nick's Riverside Grill. And then 30 seconds before we're on the air, we get back on the air. It was a great undertaking, but it was a perfect weather day and a perfect way for TJ to say goodbye.
Dude, so I was finishing a live hit, so I was on the other side, kind of behind Oshie, kind of up by the boat. And I get done, and I look over, and I see Abs, Tischler, and Frank Crisafulli full out fire drill mode.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I don't know what happened over there, but that doesn't look good. But hey, You made slot, man.
We got it. And the symmetry of being literally sitting there right there at the edge of that fountain that they made so famous in 2018, it was just a great way to kind of pull it all together.
Sure.
Well, and it's really cool to see that for TJ Oshie, right, to see that whole moment, see him commemorated. It makes you think about some of the ones we're going to get in the coming years with eventually a Nicklas Backstrom. And can you imagine the celebration for Alex Ovechkin whenever he hangs it up? It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I said that, you know, Ovi is probably the face of the team, but when you talk about kind of a heart and soul of the team, the two guys you really mentioned, Backstrom and Oshie, really are, and in two completely different ways. You know, Nick was kind of the silent assassin, where TJ was always out there. The emotion was there. The pregame histrionics with him and Wilson, and then, you know, charging into the tunnel. I told the story that I had heard that when his contract was up in the post season meetings that everybody had with then general manager Brian McClellan, to a man, everybody said, whatever you do, please re-sign this guy. He means so much to us as a teammate, not just on the ice, but his presence off the ice, what he does in that locker room, the way he keeps everybody loose, the infectious attitude that he has about the game and life. And you could even see it, and how much his teammates appreciated Toby. One of the other memories I'm going to have for a long, long time is last year in Vancouver when he's ready to play his 1,000th game, and we find out early that his back has gone out again. Now, he told the story that they found a chiropractor who he had dealt with once in Vancouver who happened to be in his office on a Saturday just doing some paperwork. He wasn't there to see clients, and they got him to get in there, and he worked on him enough to get him ready to play the game. And I remember he scores a very important goal, and they win a huge game, and the celebration I heard outside that locker room waiting to interview him was as loud as I've heard for any occasion. That's how much it meant to his teammates to see him get that, and also knowing, as somebody who was born in the state of Washington, even though he grew up in Minnesota, he had a lot of family that came from Washington to Vancouver to be there. So everything that this meant, family-related, teammate-related, and you could see the joy his teammates had that he crossed the finish line on that. Because I know he had two goals, play 1,000 games and get to 300 goals, and he got both. And obviously, you know, an Olympic hero and a Stanley Cup champion. When you look about boxes to check off, I think he's going to say, I did a pretty good job on that.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our friend Al Koken here. Sitting down with us, Norbeck Country Club, the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. Give Al a follow, by the way, at Real Smokin' Al. The last thing I wanted to ask you, Smoke, I was kind of surprised. There's a split among your cohorts. I was not surprised. Joe Beninati thinks the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to win Game 7. Joe B. watches everything. But Locker, out of nowhere, just started shouting, go Pacers. So Locker is clearly, you know, a Hoosier at heart, rooting for Indy. You could break the tie now. Who you got, Pacers or Thunder?
First of all, I'm shocked that Locker just didn't say go Raptors. You know, that would have been more Locker's. I'm going Thunder. It worried me last night, though. I will say this. I was confident that it was going to go 7. In fact, when I was on with you guys early in the week, I said, it's much more likely that this is going to be 7 games in the NBA, and this was before Game 6 in the NHL. It just seemed like I was disappointed in the way Edmonton played in Game 6 and not give them a chance to get to Game 7, but by that point it looked like Florida had all the gears going. But I thought it was going to be back to Indiana. They were going to give you one last gasp in front of their crowd, and then it was going to get down in OKC. But it does worry me that the Thunder played so pathetically last night. I know you can wash it. I know you've got 2 days to wash it. But you gave Indiana and Tyrese now the ability to say, wait a minute, my hamstring may be bothering me, but I can go. Right. I can do this. I can get this done. And as a team, they looked to me like they were ready to say, Tyrese, we don't need you. We got you. We'll get you in Game 7. You take it easy, because everybody else on that team came out firing and looked great. And the way they demolished OKC, it was embarrassing, and you kind of wonder to yourself, does that give Indiana just a little extra boost than I thought they were going to get? I thought they'd get the win and carry a little bit of momentum in, but I thought it was going to be such a competitive game that OKC would say, you know what, a couple possessions here or there that we'll get on our favor at home, Last night wasn't about a couple possessions. That's what worries me, but I'm going to stick with my original thought that it was going to be OKC all the way.
OKC's the better team. The Pacers have the better coach, and I think the Pacers have just more ice water. You know what I mean? Like, they just stay – they are in it till the end. So I'm hoping it's a good game.
No, I'm hoping – because last – to be honest with you, I turned it off after three. I was like, I've got better things
Dude,
to do, right?
Last night was boring. Oh. Game six, I went over to my buddy's house to watch. I'm talking about the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And at 3-0, I told him, I was like, dude, if this gets to 4-0, I'm leaving.
Go.
And
yeah.
I went home.
Yeah. I was kind of – I had nothing in it. But I wanted the NHL to have a better representation in that game. I wanted Edmonton to go down swinging. I'm not taking anything away from Florida, but I thought the Oilers – whether it was a coaching thing, and McDavid kind of the other day in his postseason press conference said something along the fact of, you know, we kept trying to do the same thing, expecting a different result, which I think was a little shot at the coaching, if I read it that way, too. But I go back to game three. It's 1-1. Florida got what they needed. But then they tried to bully the bully.
Right.
And it was an embarrassment in game three because they kept giving all these guys the Florida power play was clicking. They kept giving them chance after chance, and their goaltenders were those were the things I was like, you just did it the wrong way. Be what you are, which is during the regular season at the end, and particularly during the start of the playoffs, they were a team that was rolling four lines. They were getting production from everybody, not just McDavid and Draisaitl. And then suddenly that dried up, and they just kind of got away from it. And their defense, and Evander Kane started taking stupid penalties as opposed to being your version of Brad Marchand.
Right.
Be that guy without getting into the penalty box, and he couldn't do that. And I thought that was just a stupid way to approach it. And it was a shame that the NHL couldn't get it to seven the way the NBA is.
Smoke, thank you for your time. Go low, dude.
I want to thank you again, and Toby as well. Thanks for being out here again, JP. It means a lot to the Lachlan Family Foundation. It means a lot to us here at Norbeck. And I thank CK and everybody who made this possible. But you, my friend, thanks for doing it. It's great to have you out here, and I hope we get a chance to do it next year.
As long as you get this weather again, I'm in. Well, it's beautiful.
And some of those hot dogs, right?
The charred hot dogs. That's how I like
them. The Burks, babies, those big, big, thick jumbos. Yeah, man. All right.
All right, thank you, Smoke. Al Kokin. We come back. We're all going to make picks for Game 7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at mlb.com/vote and add some shine to summer.
Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Toby?
What's up?
Damn it. We have a strict policy on this program. We do not negotiate with terrorists. And for me to sit here for 4 hours, get chirped about a T-shirt, and then be threatened on the text thread by numerous numbers I don't even have in my phone, I don't know that I can stand for it. Damn it.
Do you at least have my number saved?
Yeah, Toby Alberhauser.
That's right. That's right.
I have Landfill's number saved. All right, apparently Ben is demanding a shout-out for posting the podcast. Ben, are you paid for this duty?
Yeah, of course I'm paid. I'm here for Jeff Walker. I am Jeff Walker today.
Oh, son, never say that.
he's out somewhere fishing, if I had to bet. Remember you were asking where he is? He's probably fishing.
Now, here's my question, Ben. You are paid to be at work, and yet you're demanding a shout-out.
Yep.
Marlo's here. She's been working her butt off all day. It's hot. These ladies are killing it. She didn't demand a shout-out.
Well, you know who else needs a shout-out? Nationals coaching staff. That win yesterday.
No, no. You need to go watch the Chris Rock stand-up where he says you don't get credit for doing the things you're supposed to do. You don't get to brag about raising your kids because you're supposed to raise your kids. He has more choice words than that, but that's the premise. But Ben, I mean, truly just a terrific job today. Are the podcasts even posted?
Oh, yeah, they're posted. They're looking great.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a step up from Jeff. So we're off and running. White Brian, play the music. Let's make some bets. White Brian, how'd we do this week?
Landfill won.
No, I demand a recount.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I won. Actually, this week I did not win because I kept picking the Nats.
I won because I kept picking against the Nats.
That's an effective strategy.
Oh, JP, you'll appreciate this. Let me see if I can find this tweet real quick. Someone said that if you bet against the Nats during the losing streak and then piled on your winnings, you would have won like a 100+ grand or 400 grand. If you would have just kept piling it on.
Well, that would have been nice. All right, everybody, quick. The spread is 7.5. Game 7, Thunder favored by a touchdown and a hook. Who are we taking?
Thunder minus 19.
Jeez.
Damn.
Pacers cover, Thunder win, 111-108.
Professor?
I'm taking the Thunder.
Ben?
The Pacers are winning. They're going to win it how they've done it all postseason.
Wow. I'll take the Pacers with the points. I don't know who. I still think OKC wins, but I will take the points. I always take the points. Cost me a lot of money last football season. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show. Thank you to Donnie calling in. Thank you to Craig Lachlan for joining us. Thank you to Joe Beninati for joining us. Thank you to Al Koken for joining us. Thank you to Mark Stern. Thank you to Ben Standig. Thank you to the Norbeck Country Club. Beautiful day. Great cause out here. Thank you to Marlo and crew. We had a lot of fun. They were promoting the station. Thanks to the boys in the aquarium, including Ben. Tobo, I love you. Everybody have a good weekend. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a beer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.